It is second and 10. Again, Wallace is back, being chased, being robbed, and there's the first sack of the game as he is captured by Omar Gaither.
Hi, everyone. I'm Merrill Reese, and welcome to Old School All 22, a look back at some special Eagles moments. Merrill Reese and Mike Quick, of course. And Mike, we're talking about the Seattle Seahawks. And in recent years, there hasn't been a lot of success against this franchise. But one big game that the Eagles did win occurred in 2008 at that gray, drab, but very noisy Kingdome.
Well, the Eagles during that time, they had, yes, Jim Johnson as a defensive coordinator. And he was always able to go into his laboratory and come up with some formula. He forced the Seattle Seahawks, Merrill, to punt the ball 11 straight times. The defense was stellar. And let me just show you some of the plays from that defense.
On second and 10, early in the fourth quarter, the Eagles lined up in two-man coverage with two deep safeties and man coverage across the board underneath. This puts linebacker Omar Gaither in a one-on-one situation with running back Maurice Morris. The ball is snapped, and as soon as Morris declares himself a blocker, Gaither sets his sights on quarterback Seneca Wallace. This is called a green dog blitz. And because Gaither knows that the back is not a threat as a receiver, he inserts himself into the blitz, leaping over the offensive line and bringing down quarterback Seneca Wallace for a sack to bring up third and 17. On the very next play, Jim Johnson puts six defenders on the line of scrimmage, including linebacker Stuart Bradley, lining up to the left of center. But the blitz wouldn't come from the left. Instead, Johnson had a zone pressure coming from the right side. Seattle doesn't have enough blockers to pick up Quentin Michael, blitzing from the deep part of the field. Bradley picks up the hot route, forcing Seneca Wallace to roll to his left and throw an ill-advised pass, which is broken up by cornerback Sheldon Brown. The main objective of a zone blitz is to send pressure without sacrificing numbers in your coverage. And Johnson did just that on this play, getting a free hitter on the quarterback despite using five rushes against six Seahawks blockers. It's just one of the things that made Jim Johnson one of the best defensive play callers of the modern era.
Mike, it's no longer the Domed Kingdome, but that stadium that they have, CenturyLink Stadium, is just as noisy.
Well, the 12 is what they call it out there. Because they make so much noise, they include that in their winning and the motivation to getting them to win. The 12 is a true factor when you go to Seattle, but the Eagles during the week and every other team, they have to plan to play without a snap count. They have to be able to get their clues from movement and signals and not rely on the voice.
They talk about that 12th man in Seattle. True story, taking a walk in Seattle last year before the game. I passed a pet shop, and the name was the 12th Dog.